From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Ed Gordon. Yesterday, hundreds of celebrities and dignitaries joined others to pay their final respects to Rosa Parks. The civil rights icon died on October 24th at the age of 92. Parks is remembered as the woman who ignited the modern civil rights movement by refusing to give her seat to a white man on a segregated bus. Her funeral service at Detroit's 5,000-seat Greater Grace Temple was one of the most elaborate the city has ever seen. Jerome Vaughn of Detroit Public Radio has more.
It was just after 9 in the morning, and Eleanor Jositis, a longtime Detroit civil rights activist, stood in a long line, hoping to get a seat in the Greater Grace Temple.
She meant to me that it doesn't take a CEO of a major corporation or a millionaire to make a difference in the world. That one person who stands up and believes in what they believe in and wants to make the world a better place can do it. And I hope that that's an example for all these thousands and thousands of people that are here to give her honor, that we all have a responsibility to make the world a better place.
Thousands of Metro Detroiters and others joined Jositis in the line, which stretched for more than half a mile at one point. Some showed up as early as 15 hours before the doors were scheduled to open at 9 a.m. They wanted to make sure they got one of the roughly 5,000 available seats. Once inside the sanctuary, the crowd filed past the casket of Rosa Parks, each person taking a moment or two to remember her. Dozens of notables spoke during the service, which ran more than 6 hours. Featured speakers included Senators John Kerry and Hillary Clinton, the Reverend Al Sharpton, and Minister Louis Farrakhan. Former President Bill Clinton reflected on his meetings with Rosa Parks and her impact on his personal history. He remembered her this way.
I was a 9-year-old Southern white boy who rode a segregated bus every single day of my life. I sat in the front, black folk sat in the back. When Rosa showed us that black folks didn't have to sit in the back anymore, two of my friends and I, who strongly approved of what she had done, decided we didn't have to sit in the front anymore.
Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm described Parks as an improbable warrior with the soft armor of a seamstress and whose tank came in the form of a bus. Then Granholm reminded the gathered crowd that the war for racial, gender, and class equality is far from won.
We know that we will be winning Mrs. Parks' war, our war, when it's yesterday's news that a newly elected governor or senator or president is a woman or a person of color.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson gave Rosa Parks' eulogy. He spoke of many ways the country could honor Parks, calling on President Bush to organize a conference on civil rights 50 years after her act of defiance on a Montgomery, Alabama bus. He also supported the idea of placing a life-size statue of Rosa Parks in the halls of Congress.
If John Calhoun can be there, and General Robert E. Lee, and Jefferson Davis, men who engaged in sedition, secession, slavery, segregation, and treason. Just maybe we need a guardian angel to watch over them in the halls of Congress.
As the last speaker left the stage, an American flag was placed on Rosa Parks' casket. Thousands lined city streets as a historic white hearse took Parks to her final resting place in a Detroit cemetery. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.